I've decided on it.
What is it going to be?
Skydiving.
Yeah?
I'm going skydiving.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay the extra money to do the 14,000 foot free fall. You train for 8 hours and then you fly solo. You don't have to have somebody strapped to your back. 200 miles an hour into the fucking ground. If I even make it to the ground, I'll probably have my fucking heart will explode before I even get to there.
Yeah.
Unless I'm all like super comfy. You know?
I thought about how like, just leaping.
Yeah, I want to do it from really fucking high. Though. Like, I want to make sure that when I hit, I don't feel nothing. That it's just... Yeah, done. Done.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio. My name is Eagle. I can't believe I remembered that.
You got a soul.
I just want to tell all the bands out there, I'm disappointed in you guys for your lack of shows. You guys have no drive. It's bullshit. It's ridiculous. I am joined by the one, the only, everybody's favorite, a man I haven't seen in months. This is a very special time. It's a very special episode. The one, the only, Rubber City Redbeard.
There's really nothing special about the episode other than we haven't seen each other in a while.
Well, I mean...
Other than...
And we got stickers. There's stickers in the car.
It's,
and I'm still running the AC. I don't even give a shit about the audio. I'm like, I'm running AC. It's hot as balls outside.
Super hot.
So hot.
Yeah. My boss won't let us wear shorts.
Seriously?
Nah.
What? Why?
Yeah. Like, I drive to our store in Cleveland to pick up parts, and they're all in shorts and laughing at me because I'm hot as fuck.
You gotta be kidding.
Nah. Our boss won't. He won't have it.
Jesus Christ.
Won't let us wear shorts. I think it's because he looks bad in them.
Oh.
So he's like, nobody's allowed to wear shorts.
So he's just projecting some bullshit.
I look like shit in shorts, you're not wearing them.
Nobody gets to do it.
Yeah. No, he's awesome. I mean, he's a great boss. Not allowed to wear shorts.
Which is...
Hot as fuck.
Which is nonsense.
And seriously, bans your lack of shows and gumption to fucking start a DIY scene that you fucking talked about for like 2 years.
Forever. Oh,
fuck clubs. We don't need clubs. DIY forever. Where you at now, bitch?
What are you doing? What are you guys doing?
Like, where you at now?
The music business, the music industry is constantly changing. I mean, like, you know, it hasn't overly changed since... MP3s really became a thing, and then people had to like figure out like a whole new way to start marketing and selling their music and stuff. You now are presented with the opportunity to where you don't have to go play shows and look embarrassed playing in front of five of the same fucking people that go to every show. Like, let's be real. Like, I mean, you guys weren't drawing. You guys weren't fucking drawing. And now you have an opportunity to get over and gain an audience based off of your drive. Because people are craving entertainment, dude.
They're craving entertainment.
And what are you doing? Are you barely practicing?
No.
Are you even practicing?
Nope.
What the fuck are you guys? You guys are just waiting for shit to get back to normal. Guess what? It's going to be a while, son. It's going to be a good while. Welcome to the new fucking normal. And I haven't heard shit from shit, okay? Congratulations, you're putting a record out. I mean, like, what are you going to do? Are you going to market it guerrilla style some new fucking way, some in this new world? No, probably not. You're probably just going to put it up on Facebook and then be sad when nobody buys it on your Bandcamp.
Man, you're going to blame all your friends for not selling anything.
Oh, yeah, because it's gonna be their fault. Jesus Christ, bands. Ugh. And that was our piece about local bands.
There's literally, like, empty pavilions next to churches everywhere. You know what I mean? They only do shit in those things on Sundays and Wednesdays.
True.
So you have all the rest of the week to fucking throw shows at churches.
Oh.
Where better to hail Satan?
The internet also exists. Like, why can't you learn how to do some video editing? How to, like, come up with a new way to present your shit? Like, there's ways. There's got to be a new way. And somebody's going to figure it out. You know who's kind of figured it out? Is that Mark Rebele guy? Rebele?
Oh, that dude.
That dude is figuring... he's the king of the goddamn pandemic.
Like, he seriously just... He went from making some bullshit in his bedroom to, like, playing in front of, you know, 4,000 people.
Right.
It's crazy what that dude has done.
Good for him. He has found a way to twist this around, turn it around, and make it...
you know, something amazing for them. Like, I've seen, I'll give credit to a Northeast Ohio metal band, the band Cheap Heat, because they've been doing some kind of cool fucking visuals and, like, some live shows. Like, because you remember at first with the pandemic where a few bands started, like, streaming live? Like, only a few bands would do, we're going to be on Facebook Live Saturday. Come check us out. And then it kind of just, like, withered off.
Oh, it withered after a week.
Withered after, like, a week. It was like Goose did it, and then nobody was like...
Yeah.
That Goose show was really good.
Well, it wasn't just Goose, though. It was the West Side Bowl put on a few of those, and they were good.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was, like, some other ones that they did it once, and then that was it.
Yeah. I'm just upset that I'm not seeing people, you know. I mean, Corey Taylor was able to put out a really sweet video.
Don't call his friends. Don't call Corey Taylor, dude. That's CMFT.
Yes,
bro.
Corey motherfucking T.
CMFT, bro.
CMFT. Country Music Television.
He's got friends, and he's letting you know about it.
He
said, I fucking know people.
I know. Did you see the one dude in it? The guy from Machine Head is in it. What's his face? Fucking, you know, like the guy who has to call out his racist friend Phil. What's his name? The fucking guy from Machine Head. Rob Flynn. Rob Flynn's in that.
Did you really
video.
Just forget his name?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like
I thought it was like the guitar player or something. Like, I'm like, nobody knows who that is.
Logan. Nobody.
See? Look at you. You knew who the guitar player was.
Logan.
His name's Logan.
Yeah, I know stuff.
It's like Wolverine. Yeah. I'm Corey Taylor. I have friends.
Yeah, there was a ton of cameos in that.
Yeah. So Corey Taylor from the band Slipknot Sour put out a video for his solo shit because the world was begging for a solo Corey Taylor. And you sent me the video an hour after it came out.
Yeah.
It was like an hour after it was released, you sent it to me, and I was like, okay, well, Grant rarely sends me videos. There's no way he sent it to me because he's like, Eagles, this is going to be amazing. But you're like, it's no J-Man, but he's like, he's your boy now because, you know.
And
I watched it and he was wearing a championship wrestling belt.
It was a very wrestling song.
It did.
But I felt like it was a direct challenge to Cheap Heat.
Oh, dude, 100%.
I feel like Sour Knot was like, we're better than the world series, the world champions of rock and roll.
Right. I can totally see that. I can totally see it. The little winks that he does in the video too, like yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh my god. You know what the most cringeworthy part of the video was? I sorry to just jump around on this. The most cringeworthy part of the whole video was when Tech Nine, I love you, Tech. I love you, Tech and Nina.
Scooby-Doo.
I was at a show that Tech Nine like says was like crucial to his career. I was there. I've heard him talk about it 100 times. I was like, I was there. You're talking about how the crowd had their back turned to you and you did stamina and we were all like, what? And that's true. That literally happened. I was at that show. Tech Nine does this thing where he's like slapping on that ass.
Yeah.
And it cuts to Corey Taylor holding a guitar doing like a slap the air like he's slapping an ass. That's right.
Yeah, I'm slapping
like
it.
Slapping that ass. And that's I felt like I puked like inside my dick. It was just weird.
That's
the fucking feel. It was like, it was like puke just shooting into my balls from the urethra.
I'm trying. You got me on that one. That one fucked me up a little bit.
It fucked you up.
Puking inside of my dick. I'm like, what is that even?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. See, that was exactly the
right
face.
Mind blowing.
Yes.
Right.
I honestly, I'm not even shitting you. I have to wonder if Corey Taylor is trolling people with this new single and this new behavior.
There was a lot of people that loved it.
Who the fuck loved it?
Dude, a lot of people were like, this song is great! Oh my god! Better than Five Finger Death Punch!
I posted it and I got a lot of responses from people that, you know, because you watch it, right? Like people who were watching. And everybody seemed to be like, let me make fun of this. It's like I'm a killer and all of myself. Hey, pocket full of cash, all the ladies want
to smash, and they all looking like they want me to smack them on the ass. Yeah, okay, I do remember the RevKev comment too. That was funny.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, everybody going on there. Good old Daly. My man's. I want to hang out with that guy. Yeah, did no you doubt, hear the right? episode? Did you hear the we one should, him and
should,
I did?
We should like hang out and like eat lettuce and shit.
Did you, dude? I would totally go.
Like, bro, I brought green beans.
Did you hear the localized episode me and him did? It was like did, 45 yeah. minute long. Yeah, yeah, fucking yeah. The first time I ever which got was, to talk with that dude, and I was like, are we serious? Like, are we related? Like, do we have the same mom and dad?
Yep.
It really, I really, also I gotta thank him a lot. He really helped us out. Like, he got us, like, fucking tons of new dude, fucking like, fans
so,
on Facebook.
Yeah, there were so many people hitting that shit like, up after that when I was like, oh my God, what is, why are these notifications?
Yo, Daly Davis, like, Fatback, whatever you want to go by, buddy, love you. Jesus
that's,
Christ,
that's,
that was.
That's, Back Choy.
Back Choy, yeah, dude, yeah. Fucking,
son.
Mind blowing. He made my fucking week, dude.
I try to tell people forever that he's a fucking super nice dude.
Yeah.
Right? You talked to him for how long?
I talked to him like about an hour.
Super
man.
Nice fucking dude.
Super nice. The first time we ever spoke. Like,
that's why when people will say shit that is the opposite of that, I'm like, did you meet a different dude?
Right. Well, you also gotta remember too, like, most of his job is like kicking people out and like fucking making sure that shit's in line. So like, yeah, a lot of
and again, like I said it before, like, he spent years fucking fielding bullshit questions,
right,
from drunken mushroom head fans,
yep,
while selling their t-shirts that he doesn't have no business answering and shit. He's like, I don't want to answer your fucking questions and right. shit. Like, you gotta ask don't ask me. Yeah, I just want to sell you a shirt.
I just want to kick it with that dude.
I get it.
Like, I want to go over to his house, chill out in his yard. So yeah, man, dude, that Corey Taylor is CMFT. And then he's got some rapper on there named Kid Bookie, who's like obviously like one of the younger fucking, like,
yeah, he's like an
up and
comer or something like this. Yeah, he definitely had something tattoos on his face, so I was
something
like,
okay, that Corey Taylor's kid probably got him hip, yeah, to, you know, yeah, what I mean?
Dad,
can you get Kid
Dad,
Bookie?
Dad,
can you get Kid Bookie?
Dad,
get Kid Bookie.
Dad.
But that look, that fucking still, that's still, that right there.
I know.
That's everything I hate in everything.
Yeah.
Like,
he's looking straight at fucking Cheap Pete. He's looking straight through Cheap Pete's soul.
I mean,
he's like, what are you going to do? I got the belt.
I mean, legit, dude. Like, I don't think he's serious. I don't think, like, I think the whole thing to him is a joke.
I think it's 100% real.
Like, why would that be real?
Because he's bored. He's bored.
I want to point out that this obviously has happened since March. Look at that production. So local bands, Jesus Christ, make some music videos. Like, that's the thing I'm really disappointed in. Why aren't bands making music videos? Right now is the opportunity. You know who was doing something was Wall Creeper. Wall Creeper made two.
Didn't
and they? Then they gave up. I was like, dude, your songs are like a minute long. Why don't you do a video for all of them? What is this? I'm just... You got fire breathing.
His flow is awful.
His flow is... Oh, okay, that's another thing. So Corey Taylor is a professional musician. He's the guy who wrote the Looking At You Through the Glass song. He's the guy who wrote you the I Push My Fingers Into My Eyes song. He can sing in key. He's got a lot more range than people give him credit for. When it comes to rapping, and I've heard this before, what is it with rappers that don't know how to rap on a fucking beat? Like, they don't know how to rap on time. And they think that rolling over fucking bars is like... It's like, okay, because like, oh, I'll catch it back up and shit. It's not.
Right.
It's not okay. What's the one song? Like the Outkast did that in the song with like, the whole world loves it when you're in the news. And it's not a 4-4 time song, right? They don't know how to, Big Boy and Dre do not know how to rap on that.
Back to the enemy of the state that the Republicans or Democratic candidate debate. Now even the black box sold the fake. Clueless like Shaggy and Scooby before commercial break. Hey, the stream prejudiceness, dismiss this. If you want to, you can dub it till you hit this. I know you're going to. We in this replenish your musical wish list. When it comes to this music, we stay relentless.
And it is so fucking weird and amateur. But then, the first time I ever heard this man rap, Killer Mike steps in and teaches them exactly how to fucking do it.
Player, I grind, the focus is crime. Raw with the rhyme, I stick with the slime. My words are diamonds, dug out of mine. Spit them, polish, look how they shine. Glitter, glisten, gloss, floss. I catch a beat running like Randy Moss. Riding it off like a brand new house. I'm rolling my stones, dabbling no mouth.
I'm a better rapper than Corey Taylor, dude.
Yeah, definitely.
That's weird.
That's not even a competition. Are you a better singer?
No. I'm not a better singer than anybody. You're probably better than me. But fucking Corey Taylor. Well, you might be.
I'm not. I got no talent.
You might be.
I'm talentless.
But I can rap. I can rap way better than this dude. And like this guy's got, you know, 725K views in like 2 days. So that's the world I live in.
Whoa,
I'm fucking busted. And I got fucking busted.
Who the fuck bailed me out when I got busted?
Busted for what?
What do you need bail money for?
Yeah, what
trying to bail you out. You could just call that shit in.
You've been rich most of your life now at this point in the game, son.
Two-thirds of it, for sure.
Jesus Christ, Corey. So you should
just call your accountant. He'll bail you out.
You know,
don't even need to call him. Your accountant makes enough money off you that he knows if you get arrested to meet you at the jail.
Yeah.
Nobody's waiting. You're not waiting to get bailed out, Corey Taylor.
The song is called CMFT, Must Be Stopped.
Corey motherfucking Taylor.
Must Be Stopped. That's what makes me think that it's fake. Like, I feel like he's, I believe this. I feel like it's a wrestling gimmick, right? Like, it's a pro wrestling gimmick. I
mean, it's definitely a wrestling song.
Yeah. I mean, he's wearing the championship belt. He's a huge wrestling fan. I know this as a fellow huge wrestling fan. And I like Corey Taylor as a human being. Like, he's into the same shit I'm into. Like, Dr. Demento, like, comedy music and shit. Like, he'll tell you about fish heads and like, all that stuff from the, like, the comedy music from the 80s.
I honestly don't think there's a whole lot bad you can say about the dude.
Yeah, he takes his kid on the road with him all the time. Just super good dad.
Everybody that I've ever met, like, I said hi to the dude. Like, we didn't get to sit down and, like, have a conversation or anything. But I was like, hey, what's up, dude? And he was cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And everybody I know that knows the dude or has hung out with that dude says he's, like, one of the nicest guys on the planet.
Right.
So.
I saw somebody throw a battery at the dude once. And that cracked me up.
Yeah.
I was at the show where the first time they came to Cleveland.
The bad one.
Where the Mushroomhead fans, like, threw stuff at Slipknot. And he tells the story online. You can just look up, like, Corey Taylor, Mushroomhead. And he tells the story doing some spoken word thing, like he's Henry Rollins, where he's saying, we went to Cleveland. They threw batteries at us, so we took off our gear. We went out there. And let's just say we handled it. I was there. No, you didn't.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
You didn't fucking handle it. I was there, dude. I saw you guys fucking being total, like, bitches, being held back by each other. You guys held each other back. I watched it. You didn't handle shit. You weren't going to handle the crowd that night because, like, seriously, there was so...
What are you going to fight Cleveland? Stop it. You didn't jump into the crowd in Cleveland, Ohio, and handle the crowd in Cleveland, Ohio.
No, they went down, like, and it was seriously like a yell fest on one side. It was them just being like, whoa, like, getting held back by their own...
You guys are throwing stuff at us, and we don't like it! And then they're all like, yeah, we were. What are you going to do? We're going to yell! We're gonna walk away eventually.
Let's just say we handled it. That was like the. I'm gonna pull it up.
I'm just looking. Anybody with common sense or has grown up anywhere near Cleveland knows that those 11 dudes didn't step into a crowd of 2,000 fucking Clevelanders and handle it.
No. And like, dude, like.
Do you see what happens at Cleveland Browns games?
Right?
That's football, bro. That's football. That's not even like a fight. You're telling me you jumped into a crowd of metalheads and fucking handled it?
Let's just say, that's how you know somebody is trying to nonchalantly, like say that they didn't actually fuck you up. They'll be like, let's just say I handled it. Did you pay him off?
Well, no, just say exactly what happened. Well, no, let's just say.
Do I think that Slipknot and Mushroomhead will have a song like a show together? First of all, my problem has never been with that band. My problem was with their fans at the time.
He's talking about JC and Fatback.
At the time. He's definitely talking about JC.
Mind you, we didn't fucking say shit. Their fans came down and basically threw everything but rocks at us.
No, we threw rocks at you.
They hit Paul in the face with a fucking padlock the size of my fist. This was while we were on stage.
Fuck that guy said.
So,
pause after 1 second.
All right.
This is what I'm saying. People threw padlocks as big as your fist at your face.
Yeah.
And you're saying that you went into the crowd of those people?
Yeah, you're like, we need to fight them.
You didn't.
Let's see.
Our shit off and went into the audience.
Oh, listen to that pop from the crowd, by the way.
Yeah! You guys went into the crowd!
And the look on his face right there, too, he's like, I'm about to exaggerate it. Sorry, Corey, MFT.
There were a lot of them.
A lot.
There were a lot of them.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But
we beat all of them up.
One of us, there was Machine Head.
Yeah! Rob Flynn?
Yeah, really?
All of our friends from a band called Amen.
Amen, first of all, not a good band. They did not a very tough looking bunch, but yeah, let's get to the Rob Flynn thing real quick. Rob Flynn was probably like, guys, fighting is bad. guys, fighting is bad. He used to be in a grind band. Yeah, whatever, Rob Flynn.
And let's just say we fucking handled it right there.
Okay, let's just not say that. What does that mean?
Can we just say...
Like, your story ends with, let's just say we handled it right then.
Yeah,
and
why
there.
Why would you be specific about the story up until the point to where all the good shit is and leave it all out?
Over the years, we've basically let that go. It's really been more of a fan versus fan fucking thing. I would... Welcome it. I would love to do something like that.
See, that goes back to Corey Taylor actually being a genuinely, decent person.
Oh, he's a high roader.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah,
a
yeah,
total
no,
high roader.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I'm not, why would he have to have beef, though?
Let's just say we fucking handled it. I'm going to start saying that everything.
You just said that they threw everything at you but rocks. Yeah. Eagle saying there was rocks involved. And then you say that Paul got hit in the face with a padlock as big as your hand. I'm looking at my hand.
Yeah.
Okay? I have small hands for a dude. That's a big fucking padlock to get hit with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you guys walked into a crowd of people who are willing to fucking commit felonies, trying to kill you with padlocks as big as your head. And you handled them.
Fucking handled it.
That they didn't have extra padlocks or batteries on them, then, right?
CMFT. He can't be stopped. But you must.
Batteries must be like an Ohio thing, too. Because remember, we got into a fight when I was a teenager, dude. And I had a sock with 2 D-cell batteries in that bitch, swinging that around. And a straight razor. I had a straight razor and 2 D-cell batteries and a sock. So... And then Coventry High School, back in the day, a bunch of kids from Barberton ran up into the fucking, they had like open gym after school.
Yeah.
And so the gym teacher was there watching everybody and shit. A bunch of kids from Barberton drove over and ran up in the gym and just started fucking chucking D-cell batteries at people.
Yeah.
And they beat up the coach with a fucking folding chair, a steel chair. They WWF'd him.
Ohio.
Throwing batteries.
Let's just say they fucking handled it, Grant. You didn't have to give me all that detail. You could have just said ran up in there, and let's just say they fucking handled
it. Maybe they did, though. Okay, maybe they did, because it was in Nautica, okay? And how Nautica's set up, it's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it holds 4,000 total between that and the bleachers. So they're not on the bleachers, they're on the floor. They're down on the floor, but it's kind of wide, right? So maybe they were talking to the wrong people.
It's possible.
Do you know what I mean? That they ran up in there and they was like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? And they were like, we didn't do nothing. Sorry.
You know, what's funny too is I recall vividly at that show seeing Jeffrey Nothing there, who was like, I had nothing to do with it, but I was like, I'm pretty sure he did. Yo, Jeff Hatrix, if you listen to it, give me a shout out because I know you.
He probably didn't, right? He was probably just standing there with that fucking creepy smile.
Right. doing the just fucking Montgomery Burns finger. Yeah. Like, yeah.
He does kind of look like a Montgomery Burns motherfucker, Jeffrey, doesn't he?
Look at the batteries fly.
Our plan is working.
Slipknot will never be heard of again.
Brilliant.
And quadruple platinum.
And your solo shit sucks, but like whatever. That's the one thing Jeffrey and Corey have in common.
The fucking Slipknot solo shit is still better than Mushroom Head.
I was gonna say Jeffrey is Corey's. Their solo shit.
Right, but Corey's is still better.
Is it?
Oh, come on. God, yes. I've heard the fucking solo shit from Jeffrey Nothing. It is not good.
I really want Jeffrey on the show. Like, I'm going to fucking ruin everything about getting anybody from Mushroom Head podcast.
You can edit.
I'm not going to.
Fuck being good, I'm a bad bitch. I'm sick of motherfuckers trying to tell me how to live. Fuck rap hoes, hate under my pictures on the gram. Bitch, you better hope I never run across your man. In the mall with him, I'ma have a...
So my man Michael Graves. Oh, man. All right, Michael Graves was the guy who replaced Glenn Danzig in the 90s for the Misfits. They put out two albums with Graves that I loved. I adored American Psycho. I thought was really, really cool. And then Famous Monsters, I fell in love with, to the point to where I went and saw him last year perform all of those songs. I took my wife. I took my son. We sang the songs together. We met the guy.
We rejoiced. We hugged.
I thanked him for the years of the music. And then his repayment to me was to go up on Instagram and say, I'm a total right wing fascist Nazi. What is it? He's a proud boy.
He's a fucking proud boy.
Explain this to me, Grant.
Proud boys are like the epitome of what it is to be the privileged white male. Right. This is like the enemy of all enemies is like, dude, these are like the biggest shitheads. They're the Klan, right? But in Dockers.
That
they're clean cut, well dressed white men who feel superior to those who aren't white or follow their ideology, and they believe that women are completely subservient and should just be fucking barefoot and pregnant.
Which
just don't speak unless spoken to. Very 1950s white dude.
Which explains when we went to go get our family, like, the picture taken with him, and he told Jessica, shh, and made her take the picture, I guess, but, like, in hindsight.
Did he really do
that? No. No.
Because, hello.
I was like, baby, just listen to him. He's like, shh, you don't speak.
Did I speak to you? You don't speak unless spoken to.
As he's hugging my 15-year-old, just whispering to him, and be like, yeah. You make sure your mother makes sandwiches. You always say, bitch.
They really are the worst, though, because they're the dudes who can hide in plain sight, and it's not just hiding in plain sight, man. It's like...
This is one of those weird fucking things for me as a person that's been a fan, and I'm an outspoken fan. I've had many debates with friends over the course of time, you know, being like, his version of the Misfits is just as good as the dead. And it's weird for me, and it puts me in a weird spot to where it's like... I've always been able to separate the art from the artist. And now it's like I haven't listened to that Misfits like since then. Like I haven't really been inspired to get into it, I guess. Cause this recently happened. But he put it up on Instagram and did the fucking white power symbol thing in his picture too.
Well, that's up here. It's like the okay.
The okay. Yeah. He was doing that.
But it's in the post. It's how they hold it.
Yes. And it was just like that. Yeah. It was like And that was, like, in his post of, like, Proud Boys, like, I'm no longer ashamed. He's like, I'm not ashamed to say that, like, we're the ones who built this country and it's ours. And then, like, he immediately deleted his entire Instagram account. How unpunk rock is that? Like, Nazi punks fuck off is, like, that's the anthem of punk rock in the 80s. And here's this guy being like, oh, well, actually...
Yeah, I was kind of a fan of the Nazis, not the song so much.
Yeah, no.
I was more of a fan of the Nazis. I'm glad that I was never a fan of that band.
Well, lucky you. Hey. Yeah, good for you. Congratulations. Yeah. You can walk around proud boy.
Okay, but it's the same thing as with Phil, though, dude. When I haven't listened to a whole lot of Pantera since fucking Phil threw that shit up.
Right.
It sucked.
It
fucking sucked.
Yeah. And like, you can't defend it.
No,
but it almost
because
feels
I didn't think he was anything like that, because the lyrics and the shit that fucking Pantera preaches is all about brotherhood and unity between everyone. It had nothing to do with fucking just white people. There's nothing about them that says, hey, this is just white people.
Oh, yeah.
Other than the Confederate flags.
Yeah, the Confederate flags. But also,
but they're from the South. And I've said this plenty of times. Ooh. I am a Yankee.
Sure.
I'm from up here.
Right.
You don't fly that flag up here. If you're from up here, you don't fly that flag. You have no business flying it. If you're from down there and you want to fly it, that's your prerogative, man. I can't tell you what to do. If you believe that's part of your thing, that's part of your thing. I'm not from where you're from.
You remember when they did the album without Phil, but instead they did it with David Allan Coe, though?
The Rebel Meets Rebel shit.
That's a little suspect.
Well, there was so much weird shit about David Allan Coe, right? Because everybody's like, oh, he did these songs that were super racist, but then the songs that people were putting up weren't by David Allan Coe. They weren't even performed by David Allan Coe. It was some other fucking dude. So I was like, okay, well, is David Allan Coe actually racist? Because I don't listen to none of his shit.
Right. I'm going to Google it. I'm just going to ask Google, is David Allan Coe racist? Because, that's a good point. That's a good point. That was something like my stepdad was saying too. Is David Allan Coe racist?
Google's like, fuck yeah.
Songwriter's racist songs from 1980s haunt him. Outlaw country singer David Allan Coe released two underground albums of songs in the early 1980s.
Uh-huh.
Morgan? Hold on. I now have to open up the rest of the article. This is from the New York Times in 2000.
Oh, so you're probably going to have to give him a dollar.
That are among the most racist, misogynist, homophobic, and obscene songs recorded by a popular songwriter. Bootlegged by fans and college fraternity members for years, those songs have recently been stirring up new trouble on the internet.
Okay, but are these the songs that were being passed around that weren't him? Because there were songs that were extremely racist.
Mr. Coe
was not him.
Who has long distanced himself from the music and toned down his act for the last record deal with Sony, has decided to start making money from these old songs anyway. He's selling the songs on one CD of his own on his website for $45 plus shipping.
Really?
Yeah!
He's like, no better time to take advantage of racism, man. It's live and well. Woo! Give me that money.
And that shit came out because this is early 2000, right? Because he's been exposed to a new audience thanks to Detroit rap metal star Kid Rock. I don't know. You know what? Hey, I'm just going to go based off of my experience with old white guys who talk like this. He's racist. You know what I'm saying? Like, pretend like we don't know them or related to them.
But I've also met old white guys that talk like that and are some of the fucking nicest people on the goddamn planet.
Sure, but they probably like, you also, you know.
I'm saying, dude, racist people are racist. It has nothing to do with how you look. It has nothing to do with where you come from. It has every bit to do with how you were raised and who fucking raised you. Racism is not a natural thing. It's not something that you were fucking born with. It's not part of your DNA. It's not part of fucking anything human. That is a taught and learned fucking behavior. Shitty people making other people shitty for generations and generations. And it's fucking everywhere, man. I'm tired. Here's one thing I'm tired of hearing. Only white people could be racist. The fuck out of here. Do you think that, like, Chinese people and Korean people weren't fucking racist towards each other? Do you think there are other people on this fucking planet that fucking don't like another fucking person because of where they're from or what they look like? Fuck you. That's bullshit.
Right.
Racism is goddamn every fucking where. And again, it is a taught and learned behavior. It is not natural. Little fucking kids don't get together and fucking hate each other because of how they look.
Right.
You know what I mean? Some of them might be curious because the one kid over here has a big head or the one kid over here is missing a fucking arm. But that's natural curiosity. Nobody's fucking hate. This kid's not hating this kid because of the fucking how he looks and where he's from.
Yeah.
It's a taught and learned behavior. For generations and generations, right? And we're going through it right now. Big time. There's obviously a bunch of shitty fucking racist white people, okay? But now you have a bunch of people teaching their children that fucking cops are bad. Cops are bad because they won't fucking rat on the fucking bad cops. Do you know that there's fucking police departments that just don't have bad cops? There's 350 million fucking people in this fucking country, and mathematically it's goddamn impossible that every fucking person wearing a fucking uniform or every department that fucking is up and running has fucking racism running rampant and violence. It doesn't. That's not, mathematically it's impossible, right? It's obviously an issue. Motherfucker, it's been an issue for fucking ever. Since, like, the beginning of this fucking country. It is an ongoing issue all the fucking time. Do you think I didn't watch fucking LA burn to the fucking ground? Right? No, they didn't fucking do that because of a cop. Or seven that beat the fuck out of one dude. Like, we've been going through this and watching this, and nobody's learned shit because shit is still getting fucking burned to the ground and nothing's fucking changing. Let me tell you why.
I've turned the fasten seatbelt sign back on because shit is about to get real.
You're going after the wrong motherfuckers. All your bullshit is aimed in the wrong fucking direction. Right? Because the real fucking problem in this country is the fucking rich motherfuckers who run every fucking thing. Right? Because it's the rich motherfuckers, like all politicians, six figures plus. Like those motherfuckers make all kinds of money. And then they got lobbyists in their fucking pocket. Do you know who they are? Rich motherfuckers. And do you know who their fucking bosses are? More rich motherfuckers. There's all kinds of rich motherfuckers that keep us fucking fighting each other so that fucking nothing ever changes. Nothing ever fucking changes. And nothing's gonna get changed until we can fucking stop goddamn fucking arguing over bullshit and go after the motherfuckers to count. You don't fucking beat the body of a snake to kill it. You fucking cut the head off. Cut the head off the snake. Why are there fucking city after city, right? City after city. Protests fucking everywhere. Why the fuck isn't everybody parked on the White House lawn? Like, if 100,000 people rolled up on the White House right now, they couldn't do shit about it. And if everybody got out of their fucking car and dropped their keys on the ground and looked at him and said, hey, we quit, they'd have to fucking do something. They would have to do something. They would lose their goddamn minds. Do you know why they would lose their minds? Because they're rich. And do you know what happens when fucking businesses don't run? The goddamn stock market fucking tanks.
What is that?
Do you know what fucking happens when the stock market tanks? The fucking rich people lose their money.
You promised you were gonna talk about
I'm sweaty.
Oh my god, you wanna see the new ad going on? This is going on the Keeping It Underground's Instagram.
More rich motherfuckers. There's all kinds of rich motherfuckers that keep us fucking fighting each other so fucking nothing ever changes. Nothing ever fucking changes. And nothing's gonna get changed until we can fucking stop goddamn fucking arguing over bullshit and go after the motherfuckers that count. You don't fucking beat the body of a snake to kill it. You fucking cut the head off. Cut the head off.
I love you.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
More rich motherfuckers.
What just happened?
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Reno's till your throat tears open and you gurgle blood, and your mother finds you choking and she takes you to the emergency room. Reno's till your stitches burst and you gurgle blood, and your mother realizes you're hopeless and so she allows you to asphyxiate.
I sent you a thing. The new Mushroom Head record doesn't suck dick. I think that was like right. My words to you. I go, dude, it doesn't suck dick. Yeah. Which is like a high praise coming from an elitist dickhead. I'm almost 40. Like, I'm a fucking asshole when it comes to my shit and this stuff I like. And so, like, I was like, it doesn't suck dick. And that means a lot because most shit sucks dick.
Why would you say something so controversial yet so brave?
I thought it was okay. There's a few songs that I'm like, and like, in the Jack, I don't know, Jackie and the Band, whatever. That makes me
sad. Do you not like that the Jackie's in the band?
Let's go to Instagram, shall we?
Oh, Christ.
Yep. I want to show you how fucking metal this is.
All right. What are you going to show me? What, you got a t-shirt?
No. Jackie LaPonza's latest post. Oh, it's a pretty face. She's a beautiful woman.
She's a sweetheart.
Healthy body, healthy mind. I get asked often, what skincare products do I use? What hair products do I use? Yeah. Your teeth and eyes are so white. Well, first and foremost, I eat as healthy as I can. Huh? I drink tons of water. I'm obsessed with At Goya coconut water with pulp. I use natural hair products from my friend Karen over at Hair Intelligence. I take vitamins. I use hydration sprays and intensive moisture face creams from at Dermalogica. I also use this all-natural youth serum from at Shine Skin Care Co. Okay, listen, I like a band called Dying Fetus. Now, if I'm just follow the singer, guitar player from Dying Fetus, and I go on his thing, and he's like, people often ask me, how's your hair so fucking shiny? Here, I use Pantene at Pantene Pro-V. And people are like, oh, how's your skin so soft? I use at blah, blah, blah. You're going to be like, oh, Dying Fetus is dope as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird, dude. You're a brand.
First off, hey, bro, if your hair looks good, so good that people are asking you questions about the product.
Nobody's asking her these questions.
Hey, I'm just saying, maybe they
are. Nobody's asking her these questions, dog.
You would be quite surprised at the questions people ask at meet and greet.
Who'd win in a wrestling match, Lemmy or God?
Dude, man, she is just getting paid by these people to make this post.
If you're making money off fucking makeup, good for you.
I think I'm just too punk rock. I'm too punk rock for that shit, dude. I'm too punk rock for that shit.
Well, we've seen how punk rock worked out.
What? Punk rock's fine.
Michael Graves is punk rock, too.
And that's how that segment ends.
Yeah, motherfucker, motherfucker, from the underfunded klutz who never undercut the butcher. The pickup bugger at your wake is bumping, I'm your pusher. We'll see you
Should we play? Is there music to play? No, yeah, you know what we're playing? We're playing Ballroom Blitz from fucking Foul Spirits.
Yeah, Wally sent us both.
Okay, so. Our homie Wally, our good friend Wally.
I love Wally.
From Foul Spirits. I've heard the new album.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Holy goddamn shit. There's a band that's making some moves. They're pressing some vinyl out in this quarantine. They're about to tear your dick off. And not only that, they do the newer intro for this, which is a cover song of the Motley Crue song Bastard. We're going to play another cover that they do. And now usually I'm not like the biggest like on cover. I mean, if it's good, it's good. Like Fistula doing My Glory. Like shit's good. This is the best cover I've ever heard.
It's the best cover of this song that I've heard.
Never, like, the first time I heard it, I like got made like a sound. Like I was like, oh my god. And like I stopped it and I played it for my wife and my kid, for Evan. I was like, guys, you guys gotta hear this. This is a cover of the song Ballroom Blitz. And Foul Spirits, man, like Wally Jeff, like these guys are super duper good. Go out of your fucking way to go find them. Just go give them some fucking money. Like,
go give them some money. Seriously. Throw them $5, download their album. It's, you know, if you're listening to our show, you would like listening to them.
We will give you sweet stickers. You get a sticker with everything that you buy from. How about that? Because I'm totally giving Wally some stickers and shit.
Oh, yeah. You want to keep it a 99 sticker?
Yeah. In fact, if you don't give him money, don't expect any more episodes of Keeping It 99. You're not getting any more of this fucking audio gold. Well, I'm done. Again, for another 6 months. How about that? One every 6 months.
New virus.
Yeah. I'm going to do a localize it once a year. One episode a year. But for real, like, let's play some fucking Foul Spirits.
I have heard other bands cover this song. Yes. I've watched other bands cover this song live. This is the best version of this song.
It is. It really is. Yeah. And you're like, oh, they're speaking in hyperbole. Wait until you listen to it, and then you're going to go, I'm a fucking idiot for doubting them.
And if you're anything like me, you'll picture Tia Carrere with Jeff Fall's voice.
That's exactly what I picture. That's exactly what I picture.
That's what I do.
I usually do that with every Jeff Fall song that I hear, though. I imagine Tia Carrere.
His voice and her body.
I think you can get her on Cameo.
It's hard not to think about Tia Carrere once you start thinking about her.
I'm not going to be able to stop the rest of the day.
Hello.
Tia Camaro. Wow. Camaro. We still got to do that. We still got to listen. We have to listen to Camaro sometime. Who? To see. It's this band. Everybody keeps saying that they're like the biggest
Cleveland band
of all time. And I'm like, we do stuff about Cleveland bands, and I don't even think it's a real band.
I don't I remember hearing something about them.
Yeah.
They were like, oh.
I was like, isn't that like a snake or something? Like a snake mythological monster, the Chimera? Like, didn't it fight Godzilla?
It had, it had like three heads.
Three heads, the Chimera. It was like a panther, a snake, and a mogwai, you know? And it was just like,
look, man,
The Chimera.
I'm balls deep in this fucking music scene, dude. I don't know how that shit missed me.
Never once heard of it.
I don't know how that shit missed me.
I don't know who Mark Hunter is. I don't know. Like, people send me stuff all the time, and I'm like, it's probably, you made that up. Like, you put it up on YouTube yourself to fool me. You're not going to do it. But I say, next time we get together, we listen to Chimera for the first time together, and we judge if it's a band or not. How about that?
God damn!
We're going to do this again, all right? I hope you guys enjoy today. I hope it holds you over until the next time, and we'll see you with another episode of this here.
Yeah.
We'll be doing some localized. I'll be calling you. My name is Eagle.
I'm Rubber City Redbeard. Keep your masks tight.
Ooh, because you're ugly. You got to wear them. Keep them super tight.
The thing.
Yeah, it's just your face is gross.
I don't want to see your face.
It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
subscribe, motherfucker.